patients with congenital heart disease, such as levotransposition of the great arteries, experience progressive cardiac dysfunction and remodeling, which manifests as heart failure. This predisposes patients to the formation of intracardiac thrombi. We present a case of progressive systemic right ventricular dysfunction resulting in an apical thrombus. Review of literature identified no cases of systemic right ventricular thrombus, making this one of the first reports. Guidelines do not exist for anticoagulation in patients with congenital heart disease and intracardiac thrombus. Therefore, clinical decisions are extrapolated from anticoagulation principles in patients without congenital heart disease. Consideration for direct oral anticoagulants in this population should be individualized and involve shared decision-making.